This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome to June. Welcome to June 1st. John Fricke with you live, 11 o'clock in the morning on a Sunday morning, live till 2, taking you to Caleb Johnson, going to jump in the chair at 2 o'clock. He'll take you to 5, and then Grant McCauley and From the Diamond, Braves and Bo Sox again today. Let's see if the Braves can get another win after, you know, one of their better games of the year, offensively, defensively, and from a pitching standpoint, a very complete win yesterday. The kind of win that makes you go, okay. You know, this is going to get rolling in the right direction at some point. Critical month for the Atlanta Braves. By the end of the month, they're 8.5 back now. By the end of the month, they got to cut into that 8.5. They got to be down closer to the 4-5 range. And this month, they will play 13 straight games against division rivals. Okay, we're going to get into the meat of it. The Mets a couple of times home and away, play the Marlins, play the Phillies. They're going to be 13 straight games against division rivals toward the end of the month. So this is the time, by the time we get for a month from today on July 1st, the Braves have got to be well north of 500, within striking distance of first place, and now we can have a different discussion. We'll be into the second half of the season. You know, we'll be looking at the All-Star team and the All-Star game coming into town, and we'll be in a different spot. So I'll give it the month and then reassess at the end of the month. But between now and then, one of the things I said is, after Ronnie homered yesterday, I said, it occurred to me, I said, yeah, you know what? Ronald Acuna Jr. might make the All-Star team. And I just don't think that's far-fetched. If he stays hot, and, you know, by the time we get around to announcing reserve, the game is here. Ronald Acuna Jr. suddenly has 13 home runs or something. You know, it's possible that between the time that he gets, you know, back, right, to when they announce the reserves on the team, he's not probably going to get voted in, but to the time they announce the reserves, it's possible he'll be in the top five, top maybe even three of home runs in the entire, all of baseball in that period of time. So, yeah, I think it's possible. 404-726-0929. Now, the bulk of the rest of the show, too, with you is going to be about June 1st here in terms of where I'm kind of headed. Now, that doesn't mean you can't weigh in on the, God bless Atlanta United, or anything else out here, but this is June 1st. And so this is when all those veteran contracts get kind of the ability of teams in the NFL, every team in the NFL, to spread out every veteran contract and take it out and make it so that the cap hit spreads out over multiple years, not just one, is today. This is why we've been so focused on it. Kirk Cousins' salary cap hit to the Atlanta Falcons goes from $37.5 million down to $12.5 million. And then there's another $2.5 million. It's actually $27.5 million in savings. The Falcons, who had, as of yesterday, $5 million in cap money, as soon as Kirk Cousins is no longer on the roster, that suddenly balloons to $33 million. Or so. Do you see how this all kind of works? This dead cap is gone, and it's spread out over 2 years. And so that will allow them to go out and make another move. They'll have the cap room to go out and get. We talked about Jalen Ramsey, and then there's going to be other teams that have to make decisions too. You know, one of them, of course, today is going to be you know, Aaron Rodgers. Are the Jets going to go ahead and make this move, you would think, and because they want to free up cap room, and so they'll finally cut Aaron Rodgers today. And when they cut Aaron Rodgers, does that mean that Aaron Rodgers goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers or not? And if he doesn't, do the Steelers go, well, we better pick up the phone and call the Falcons? Which if they do, Kirk Cousins is going to have to agree to drop his no trade, and in which case the Falcons are going to drive a pretty stiff price against Pittsburgh. They're going to hold it. This is why the Falcons did what they did, because the Falcons are willing to tell Steelers are going, well, we're not going to pay that. We're not going to give you that. We're not going to give you a bunch of money plus a second round pick. You know, we'll offer you a little money plus a third round pick that's conditional to a second, and the Falcons may say no. We want your second round pick and a whole bunch of money. And the Steelers are going to go, no, we don't want, okay, fine. And the Steelers are going to say, wait, you're just going to hang on to him? Yes. You're just being petty? Sure. Whatever. It's not about pettiness. It's about what's doing what Mr. Blank clearly said. I will do what's in the best interests of the franchise. I don't know how much clearer he could be. Especially not to me. It ought to be clear to you, and it ought to be clear to every other general manager in the league. Now, having said that, here's CBS. This is, CBS saying this. Talking about Kirk Cousins. Their prediction for Kirk Cousins, okay? They say potential landing spots for Kirk Cousins include Pittsburgh and... Too early to throw up in my mouth. So the Pittsburgh Steelers and the okay, and that's the potential landing spots. Then CBS goes further and says their prediction. All right, this is as of yesterday. CBS Sports predicts the Falcons will cut Kirk Cousins, and that Kirk Cousins will sign with the. Now, is that possible? Yes. And that's their prediction? Fine. Do I think their prediction has any value? No. No, I don't. I don't think Kirk Cousins wants to go to the swamp any more than Aaron Rodgers does. Aaron Rodgers was asked about it last week, and Aaron Rodgers and, obviously he got out of the cave and wasn't taking whatever the hell that weird drug he was taking to try to get right. Whatever, he got rid of the witch, the whole bit, whatever Aaron Rodgers does. But in a moment of clarity, Aaron Rodgers said, when asked, would you go to the swamp? He said, no. I think that's what Kirk Cousins would say, because doesn't Kirk Cousins want to play for a contender? Yes. Will the Falcons want Kirk Cousins? Will they just cut him and hope he doesn't sign with team that they hate? Of course. I mean, the Falcons aren't going to let Kirk Cousins just go down 85. They're not about to do that. They don't want Kirk Cousins coming back into Mercedes-Benz Stadium wearing a flower hat and with all this motivation to get back at us. Not that we wouldn't send the house to try and hammer him into the turf multiple times. That's not the point. The point is that they don't want the broke-down liar down in the swamp. Neither do I. Neither do you. And frankly, he doesn't really want it either, because broke-down liar and all, he has to know that the swampers are no good and they can't protect him. And you think he got hit here? Plus, he wants to go to a contender, right? I mean, he wants to go, boy, he'd go to Pittsburgh, okay? So CBS Sports predicting that he's going to get caught by Atlanta and sign with the swampers? I think that's, anything's possible. The Falcons have released Kirk Cousins. He's announcing he's signing in Orlando. I go, okay. I was wrong on that one. And I may be totally wrong. That would shock me, but I could be totally wrong. The way I read this is pretty clear. The Atlanta Falcons are going to control this situation. They are going to get something for Kirk Cousins, even if it means Kirk Cousins is sitting during mandatory minicamp in Flowery Branch in the break room eating out of the Tom's machine with a Diet Coke for 3 hours, 4 hours a day while the other players are practicing, okay? Even if he's in full, timeout detention. And even if it means he is the emergency third-string quarterback sitting on the end of the bench during the preseason or even into the regular, they want something for him. And they are not just going to release him, and because by releasing him, while they would, in fact, save all this cap money, nearly $27.5 million in dead cap money, by releasing him, they would win, but they really wouldn't win because then he's free to go anywhere, and he's going to feel like he won. And don't kid yourself. There is some pettiness going on here, and there's a battle of wits. All right. As to Kyle Pitts, CBS reporting now, Falcons reportedly open to trading tight end Kyle Pitts. This is what they say. The Kyle Pitts saga, I wasn't aware it was a saga, but well, it seems like a strong word, but okay. The Kyle Pitts saga took another turn on Friday, with the Atlanta Falcons reportedly making the big-name tight end available via trade. Oh, okay. Didn't know that they had done that. But let's say that's true. 4 years after spending the number four overall draft pick on the former Florida star, the Falcons preferred to keep the veteran, but are apparently willing to listen to offers requiring at least a day two draft pick in a potential deal. Multiple teams have already contacted the Falcons with interests about him. And then CBS goes on saying in a potential landing spots for Kyle Pitts include Dallas, include Jacksonville. Well, you know, he would be a, they say, a big three for Trevor Lawrence to go alongside Brian Thomas Jr. and Travis Hunter, and the New York Giants, where Pitt's arrival would also bode well for Jackson Dart, okay? So let's go back over this again, because I want to be as clear as possible when it comes to Kyle Pitts, and I want to hear from you. The end again, the CBS reporting that the Falcons reportedly are making the big-name tight end available via trade. And you're going, yay, okay. But just again, listen to the other part of it carefully and understand where I'm coming from. Because my answer, by the way, so they're all clear, is no. No, 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 we're not trading him. We're keeping him. Because I want to see what he does this year. And I'm fully aware, by the way, of what Zach Robinson said about him, about him having to, you know, get his act together and to play. I mean, this has been the knock against him. We all understand that he's a tremendously talented player that doesn't go 100%. Zach Robinson's not wrong, you know, but, you know, again, CBS, multiple teams have already contacted the Falcons with interest in Pitts. Multiple teams have already, why? Why would multiple, boys and girls who want to trade Kyle Pitts, why would multiple teams have already contacted the Falcons? You want to trade Kyle Pitts because Kyle Pitts sucks. Why would multiple teams want a guy who sucks? Oh, you mean maybe he doesn't suck? Maybe multiple teams think he's really good. Multiple teams have already contacted the Falcons. Well, if he sucks, would anybody anybody calling about Noodle Arm Quitter, DoorDash Debt? No, nobody calls about those guys. Why? Because they ain't no good. But multiple teams have contacted the Falcons about Kyle Pitts. Why? Because he's really good. Guys, he's really good. You know that. I think instinctively you know that. Then they talk about those multiple teams, does CBS, including Dallas, to go with George Pickens to give Dak Prescott. Well, why would Dallas want a guy that sucks? Well, maybe he does. To go to Jacksonville to be a big three. Wait, big three? How can he be a big three with Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr. if he sucks? That would be Travis Hunter Jr., Brian Thomas Jr., and a guy who sucks. That's not a big three, unless he's, I don't know, really good. The Giants. Pitt's arrival would also bode well for Jackson Dart, the presumptive quarterback of the future. Well, if it bodes well for Jackson Dart, the presumptive starting quarterback of the New York Giants, why wouldn't it bode well for Michael Penix, the starter of... Oh, you mean he's actually pretty good? You see how I view this, okay? It's a question of unlocking him. I'm here to tell you right now. The Falcons, can they trade Kyle Pitts? Yes. Could they, in theory, trade Kirk Cousins and Kyle Pitts together? Sure. That might be a really attractive combination to a team that might land the Falcons something really attractive in return. But if the Falcons choose to trade Kyle Pitts, and Kyle Pitts goes to another team, and Kyle Pitts breaks out, and they unlock him, and he turns into an all-pro again, where he suddenly has a dozen touchdowns and is breaking things downfield, and you're going, where was that when he was here? It's because it's been here. It's there. You know it. You've seen it. It just hasn't quite clicked here. And Michael Penix is the one telling you, look, this dude going into his, he's played 4 years. He's played with sixth starting quarterback in 4 years. Six starting quarterbacks in 4 years. Matt Ryan, noodle arm quitter, DoorDash Dez, Taylor, broke down liar, now Penix. Six starting quarterbacks in 4 years. It's hard to get on the same page with a starting quarterback as it is when you have to play with six. I'm not making an excuse for him because everybody else has had to do that, you know. But at the same time, in his defense, six starting quarterbacks, that's a lot. When he was with Matt Ryan, what did he do? Oh, he made the Pro Bowl. And then he had to go from Matt Ryan to noodle arm and DoorDash and broke down liar. And even with broke down liar, we saw the potential in early in the season, some of the big games that he was having, some of the big breaks. We've seen this guy break downfield and multiple times in his career where he's breaking tackles and breaking it in the end zone. I mean, we saw him make the catch of the year last year against Washington, catch that I'm not sure five guys in the NFL make. I don't want him going somewhere else and blowing up and having all you guys call me and say, why did we get rid of him? Because they're the same group that wanted to get rid of him. I just think that that's a mistake. That's just my opinion. What's yours? 404-726-0929. What do you think happens? It's June 1st. Let's talk about it. Do you think the Falcons ought to cut Kirk Cousins and just move on? Do you think they ought to trade Kyle Pitts or keep him? Should we hold on to Kirk Cousins and try and get as much as we can? Your calls next with John Fricke on Sports Radio 92 on the Game.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, you can crank this. By the way, I envy anybody that's going to the concert day after tomorrow. Gonna hear this. If you're going to Metallica, you'll hear this song. You gotta say Master. Master. Yeah, you get it. Okay. You'll get it if you're a Metallica fan. That I've never seen Metallica live. It just still blows me away. Anyway, 404-726-0929. Today is June 1st. Welcome to June 1st, boys and girls, moms and dads. It's the day that Bill Belichick can buy out of North Carolina for $1 million, and there's Tar Heel fans out there. That's probably a Tar Heel Noel White. There's probably a Tar Heel booster out there going, Bill, I'll give you the $1 million. Here. Buy out of your contract.
And thank Please. You to that booster.
Let's go to Hank, who joins us. Casey, Scott, Kevin, hang on. You'll be there. Just be patient. You'll get on. If you're hanging on, I guarantee you get on the air. Hank, welcome to the show. Hey, Hank.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey, I just want to give you my opinions, and then hopefully you can give me your thoughts. One's on Pitts, and the other's on Cousins. First off, if I'm not mistaken, Pitts is on a contract year, which means
Correct.
whether he plays for the Falcons or he plays for somebody else, he's going to ball out because he has to, because this is his year to show what he's got. Now, I would rather keep Pitts and have him ball out for us, because he will ball out. And then next year, if we want to trade him or whatever, he's going to have more value. But at this point, I think we would be shooting ourselves in the foot to get rid of Pitts. And as far as Kirk Cousins goes, yeah, I haven't liked a lot of what I've seen and what he's done. But if you add the amount of money that we pay Kirk Cousins for 2025, and you add the money that we're paying Michael Penix for being the starting quarterback, you add the two together, that's about what you're going to pay for a starting quarterback and a backup for a franchise quarterback. So I don't understand, because if they get rid of Cousins, there is no one that can step in behind Penix and fill the shoes if Penix gets hurt. So I appreciate your thoughts.
Well, let me ask you, what would concern you, Hank, if anything, if Cousins was forced to play in place of an injured Penix, but an injured Penix who wasn't out for the year, but maybe out for, like, say, 2 to 3 games?
Okay, that would actually be a blessing for Cousins, because that's his opportunity to show other teams, by them seeing how he's playing, that he still has it or he don't. So Cousins is going to have to bring it. He's got no choice. He can't be a slacker. And I thought about that too. You know, is he really going to give it an effort, or is he just going to kick back and collect a paycheck? Well, if he doesn't want to retire from the NFL, when he has an opportunity to shine, he's going to have to make the most of it.
No, it is an interesting thought process, and I appreciate the call, Hank. You're right. He is correct. It is the fifth year of Kyle Pitts, and the Falcons picked up his fifth-year option. He is in a contract year. The good and bad of this is, of course, he being in a contract year, you know, players ball out. Oh, they ball out in a contract year because they want to make sure. It's like, okay, why wouldn't you do that just generally? I mean, why would you wait to your fifth year before you actually ball out in a contract year? I mean, do you have such little pride that it's only about, you know, I mean, you want to be as great as you can be as a player, right? Especially given how short, you know, the lifespan is in the NFL. The Falcons picked up his fifth-year option for a reason, because they still believe in him. They still see, for all of what you see negative about Kyle Pitts, some fans who want to get rid of him, and look, he frustrates me too, guys. But he frustrates me in a different way than he frustrates many Pitts haters, for lack of a better term, and I don't mean to lump you into a group. He frustrates me in that I see the potential of a superstar. I see the potential of a guy that can be an, oh my God, this is an unstoppable force guy, that doesn't live up to that. You see a guy that's just a screw up. I don't. I see the upside of him, which is why I think the Falcons see too. They go, oh my God, this is why when Zach Robinson's calling him out, he's like, dude, give us everything you got, because you haven't done that yet. If you ever put your foot down to the gas and show everybody why you were the number 4 pick in the draft, everybody would go, oh my God, this guy is, because he potentially is, why Michael Penix wants to keep him, why I think the Falcons will keep him. Now, they do so, you know, this year with the understanding that at the end of this year, he has no trade value to them, okay? Zero trade value. Why? because he's a free agent. And he will be, if he does ball out in a contract year, an expensive, expensive free agent, which is what we hope for. What I hope for as a Falcons fan is that Kyle Pitts plays so well, he becomes an extremely expensive free agent. I had one guy call me up and say, we should trade Kyle Kmet to the Bears, Kyle Pitts to the Bears for Cole Kmet. I'm like, okay. Well, the Bears believe so much in Cole Kmet that, oh, that's right, they just drafted a tight end really high to replace him. Okay. Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, with Cousins, it's a real conundrum, you know, because what do you do? Look, if I don't want – this is Michael Penix's team, okay? We all understand that. If Penix gets dinged in a game, and I walked you through this, if he gets dinged in a game, you're putting the backup quarterback in, not named, and that's not Kirk Cousins, okay? If he gets dinged in a game, Kirk Cousins is not running in off the sideline. No, he's not. It's going to be whoever the Easton Stick of the world is going to be. I don't think it'll actually be Easton Stick. I actually think it'll be somebody else. But they're going to put the backup quarterback in. And the reason they're going to put the backup quarterback in and not Kirk Cousins is because they don't want to take any chance on a short term, we're talking about a series or two, of Kirk Cousins actually getting hurt and diminishing his value. The only way Kirk Cousins would actually play for this team is if we got into the regular season and Michael Penix got hurt and it was going to be a long-term injury and then Kirk goes in, okay? And at that point, we go, okay, you know. But short-term, no. Which is why, oddly, one of the guys from today that has his, you know, his cap hit reduced greatly and could be cut really intrigues me. I know I'm going to say something that all of you out there are going to go, oh, my God, no. I know. I get it. But Taysom Hill intrigues me. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I'm just – Taysom Hill intrigues me. First off, get him off that team so he can't kill us no more because he kills us all the time. And secondly, he affords you what? He could be a backup quarterback. Would you rather have Taysom Hill or Easton Stick? I think I'd rather have Taysom Hill. And so we get him off that team, you know, and we bring him here and we use him as our backup quarterback. And Cousins sits at the end of the bench. I mean, there's a lot going on here. KC, this is why June 1st is such a big deal, guys. KC, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing, John?
Good, man.
Hey, my thing on Pitts is Atlanta needs to go ahead and use him properly because they haven't really used him except for the first year he was here. And a lot of folks want to compare him to Brock Bowers. Let's see what Brock Bowers does this season. Pitts did great in his first season, too. But you need to have, I mean, the Falcons need to start thinking outside the box. I haven't seen a tight end screen. I haven't seen them use him in the end zone a lot where he can jump up and get the ball. I haven't even seen them use him on a fourth and one, handling the ball. Let him hit the line. I mean, and as far as Cousins go, if you can work out a good trade, go ahead and trade him. But let me just say this straight out. I never would have done the thing for Cousins. I went ahead and I would have got Justin Fields and used that money and got defense. Justin Fields was a workable quarterback.
Okay, well, we don't have to go back to that. That's really not.
Okay. Yeah,
I mean, Casey, we don't have to go back and redo revisionist history. We're at.
Okay, all right. But my thing with Kyle Pitts, you need to go ahead and use him. Use some plays to use him because I watched every game. You don't do it. And I watch tight ends in the past. You had plays for tight ends. You used those tight ends. That pass coach that we had, you brought your tight end here. Pitts, you look at his highlights from college. He was not a blocking tight end. He wasn't. Do what he does best. Work out some plays. Use them the way you should. And stop with all the criticisms that I keep hearing. Because I watch the games, and you're not doing it. Thanks, John.
I appreciate it, KC. Yeah, no, look, I think he's a unicorn, too. I think that used in the right – this is why Michael Penix has made it clear. He wants Kyle Pitts on this team. You know, he wants to throw because he envisions – like, and he wasn't targeted enough in the end zone, in my opinion, over the course of his career. Or maybe he was. I mean, think about the play against Kansas City where he's in the end zone and he's getting tackled with his arms out way before the ball gets there. And then, of course, there's no flag, which is just a joke. But, you know, when we're talking about it's okay. It's like some quarterbacks are afraid to throw jump balls. You know, when he's up against a 5'10 corner, 5'11 corner, you go, Kyle, here, jump, catch. I mean,
well, not even that, John. Like, you could put Kyle out in the flat if you're on the goal line and get a quick 2 yards and step in. Like, there are certain things, certain ways that Kyle Pitts could have been used in this 4 years that he just hasn't, to KC's point. Like, in my opinion, Arthur Smith did waste too much time trying to make him block, and they don't really get him out into open space where he can be successful. Those are the things I'm hoping that we see this year, because he can be a unicorn. You just have to use him the right way and put him in the right positions to do that.
Did I miss, Noel, that if you go back and I talked to somebody about this not too long ago, you watch him in the open field. Watch him shed tacklers.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He doesn't, he's like, he's throwing guys off. They don't use him in the right way. I said beginning of last year, you know, if I'm Raheem, I line him up in a slot and then I put him at wide out.
Yep.
And I just send him on a, you know, a straight, you know, fly pattern, old school fly pattern, just send him down the sidelines, let him run a seam route, let him run a post, you know, let him run down the middle of the field. You've got to send a safety. What are you going to try and cover him one-on-one with a corner? I never understood why you wouldn't use him to drag everybody else. And how about the number of targets that he gets? He doesn't get that many targets. He just doesn't. He's not a possession. He's not, well, I was going to say Tony Gonzalez, but then again, nobody's Tony Gonzalez. He's not a possession receiver, okay? He's not a possession tight end. It's not what he does. He's not a blocking tight end. It's not what he does. What does he do? He's a home run hitting tight end. He's a home run hitter on your team. Use him as a home run hitter. That's what, when he was in college, what was he doing? Home runs. And everybody went, oh my God, he's a home run hitter. Yeah. Use him as, that's why when CBS says multiple teams have already contacted the Falcons with interest, because I guarantee you one of those multiple teams is going, you know what? We get that Pitts guy. He ain't playing tight end for us. We're putting him outside. We're going to put him outside. We're going to put George Pickens on one side, CeeDee Lamb on the other, and Kyle Pickens, and they're going to go down the field for the Dallas Cowboys, and we're going to say good luck trying to figure out which one of those to cover. Now, notwithstanding the fact that Dak Prescott will immediately be on his back because their offensive line sucks and he's going to get sacked 12 times, at least they will have the game plan of the idea of sending those three down the field, which is what the Falcons ought to do, in my opinion. Which brings up another point. Should the Falcons make a deal and open up that cap space with Kirk Cousins, who do you want? Who did the Falcons need to make a run at? I mentioned the name Taysom Hill. I'm sorry. Would you want to make a run at Keenan Allen? Would you want to make a run at Jalen Ramsey? Would you want to make a run at Tyreek Hill? Could they all be available? Yes. Next with John Fricke on Sports Radio 90.10 The Game.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Sports Radio 90 Time the Game from the Northern Kia Studios on a Sunday morning. John Fricke with you on this June 1st. Today is, to me, kind of an important day on a lot of different fronts. Because the month of June is potentially going to start off with a bang for a lot of teams in town. For the Atlanta Braves, for example, it's a month where, in a lot of ways, June may be a make-or-break month for this season for this team. They end the month by playing 13 straight division games. They've got to make the turn here this month. You know, they've been slow out of the gate. They've been lagging in the field. You know, they're coming around the first quarter turn and into the backstretch here. They got to start, you know, moving up in the field here, okay? And they've got to show that they can. And with the Braves having this much, you know, looking forward to all these division games here, they can't continue to fall back. A month from today, they need to be well north of 500. They have to have a really strong month. They have to show all of us that they can contend again this year. And they got to be within striking distance, you know, four or five games, not 8.5, 9.5 out. I think they have to show us that they are going to be right there. They have to serve some notice, and it's not serving notice necessarily to the fans. It's not serving notice to the Phillies or the Mets or the Dodgers or anybody else. Really, it's serving notice within their own locker room, you know, that they have something, that they found something, you know. Again, occasionally they play pretty good games. Yesterday they played a really good game. But it's almost like they play really good games in spite of themselves, only because they're a really talented team. And yesterday's game gave me another thought, too, and I'd be interested to hear what you think about that, is that with the All-Star game being here this year, when I was musing about who Braves not having, normally, you know, in the recent history of the Braves, we'd be looking at a situation where we're talking about five or six Braves being on the team. You know, Ozzie's on the team, Austin's on the team, Olsen, Murphy, Acuna, Harris, Sale, you know what I mean? We're going, hey, we're going to have six, seven guys. I mean, they have a whole bunch of Braves. It's going to be in Atlanta. It's going to be cool. Now we're down to, like, is there a Brave? I mean, you'll have your one because everybody gets one. And who is that, Michael Harris? And I thought, well, you know, I guess if Chris Sale continues to kind of improve and get back to his form, maybe you have two. And I saw the game yesterday, and when Ronnie hit the home run, I went, I actually think Ronald Acuna could be an All-Star. He could be on the All-Star team. Now think about that for all the time that he's missed. That's not just some, you know, tip your hat to Atlanta fans. That's because it's possible that between the time that he came back and the time that they named the reserves, that Ronald Acuna will be one of the best players in the game. And he's such a big star. Yeah, I think it's entirely plausible that Ronald Acuna Jr. might be on the All-Star team. How about that? Which says two things. A, he's a tremendous talent, as we all know, and he's healthy, which is really good. And B, it doesn't speak to a lot about what anybody else has done. So the rest of these guys, and I know that Olsen had a ringer yesterday and that Riley went yard. You guys got to step up your game. Ronnie, it's really unfortunate for him that Ronnie has to elevate this, okay? And you're putting that kind of pressure on him in a way. Not the same pressure that Strider has. Strider has his, you know, he's got to get back to his game, but Chris Sale's got to do his game. Schwalenbach obviously had a great outing yesterday. We got to see Bryce Elder, but without AJSS, you know, we all understand that the bullpen has issues. We all understand that Alex Anthopoulos has got to look at the pitching here, but Alex Anthopoulos needs to focus on the pitching and not on the batting, you know, order, the offense here. He's got to let the offense has got to do its thing. Okay, there's enough pop there that it's got to do its thing. Ozuna's got to do his thing. Olson, Riley, you know, Murphy slash Baldwin. Now shortstop and left field, or you know, Verdugo's going to have to do his thing and really lock it down. I don't know what you do at shortstop. I think probably going to make a move there. I think that's pretty evident and obvious. But you know, he's waiting for the right move and the right player at the right time. Okay, and he's going to make a move. We all understand that. 404-726-0929. So that's one thing. Then the Falcons, we have mandatory camp coming up on June 10th. Will Kirk Cousins be a part of that? As of today, his salary cap, dead cap, goes from $37.5 million to $12.5 million. There's another $2.5 in there. And the cap relief to the Atlanta Falcons as of today for Kirk Cousins is down $27.5 million, which is leading CBS to make a prediction that the Falcons will cut Kirk Cousins and that Cousins will sign with the it's what they said. I'm like, yeah, that's neither of those things are going to happen. But that's what they say. What do you say? Do you think the Falcons will cut Kirk Cousins with the idea of opening up $27.5 million because the Jets are going to cut? As a matter of fact, I'm looking at Ian Rappaport and probably going to watch him for the next couple of days. There are going to be a lot of players that are cut. Obviously, the Jets are going to officially cut Aaron Rodgers. You know, but the Dolphins, could they cut Jalen Ramsey? I mean, they could try and hold on to him and trade him. Understand that. Like the Falcons are doing with Kirk Cousins, right? But they could also just cut him. If they're like, yeah, you know. Because Jalen Ramsey, that is, like Kirk Cousins, that relationship is severed, okay? The difference is the Dolphins don't necessarily view Jalen Ramsey as you know, somebody that needs to be taught a lesson. I think the Falcons, I think Mr. Blank is trying to teach Kirk Cousins a lesson here. And that is, it's like Captain Phillips. I'm in charge of the ship. Okay. You walk in and, you know, that's not the way it works there, Kirk. So the guys, the list of stars is long of players that suddenly could pop onto the market because they're being released for dead cap relief. Jalen Ramsey, Tyreek Hill. I mentioned Taysom Hill, who I would love to bring Taysom Hill just to get him off that team so we don't have to play him no more. And secondly, I view Taysom Hill as a guy that could actually help this offense and potentially be the backup quarterback. Cam Jordan. I don't know that I need Cam Jordan on this team. I mean, he's Cam Jordan, but at the same time. Keenan Allen? Nah, Keenan Allen, if the Bears were to move on, yeah, Keenan Allen is somebody that I would go, okay, I know he's a veteran. Yes. Is he a little long in the two? Yes. Is he what he was with the Chargers? No. Could he have value to your team? Yes. And, of course, there's all those defensive backs, but we've been down that veteran defensive back road before, you know, because Justin Simmons is still out there, you know, and nobody's biting on that right now. Stephon Gilmore, Asante Samuel, that kind of stuff. 404-726-0929. How do you view all this? Love to hear from you and get your thoughts and opinions. Let's go to Scott. He's on with John. Hey, Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Hey, John. Happy early birthday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I feel like you have to trade Kyle Pitts and take, hopefully get a fourth rounder, and here's why. If he has a breakout season, which I doubt, he'll be gone after 2025, and I don't think the Falcons will pay him. I think he'll go elsewhere. But here's why I think you have to trade him. Right now, you can't compare, even at his peak, I don't think you can compare him to the elite tight ends, Kittle, Kelce in his prime, Trey McBride, or even Brock Bowers, so I think he's light years ahead of him. But the reasons why, I think he takes plays off. He struggles to create separation. He had the highest drop rate of his career in 2024, so I think he's trending down. And I think I question his effort. But I think ultimately you have to look at how do defenses feel. I think defenses that play against the Falcons would love and be okay with Kyle Pitts beating them because he's the minimum fourth option on our offense. So if we are having Kyle Pitts have a monster game, or it's because Michael Penix has to go through his progressions and Kyle Pitts is the only one open, that means the defenses have found a way to stop Bijan, Drake, and Darnell Mooney, who I think are all ahead of him on Penix's progression. So if they found a way to stop all three of them, then we're in serious trouble. And to your earlier point about if he goes somewhere else and lights it up or has a bigger thing, he could potentially do that, but the only reason there is he may be higher on another team's depth chart, progression-wise, just because they don't have as many options as we do. So he could get 8 to 10 targets there, but I'd rather Penix throw it deep because he has the arm strength to Mooney, go to Drake, who I think is a much better option than Pitts, or let Bijan do his thing. And I think the coaching staff would probably agree because those are our best players. And last thing I want to say is you look at some of the best pass-catching receivers and tight ends. Kyle Pitts has had a mess of quarterbacks. I agree with that, other than Matt Ryan. Hopefully he'll have a good option in Penix if he stays. But you've seen a lot of great pass-catching tight ends and receivers in the NFL. No matter the quarterback, they've gotten their yardage, they've gotten their numbers, they've gotten their touchdowns in spite of bad quarterback play. I think Kyle Pitts, if he goes to a great quarterback, sure, they'll find a way to use him. But it goes back to the effort-wise, his lack of creating separation and the highest drops rate of his career. I just think he's trending downwards, and those are the reasons why I think you have to consider trading him, because he's not trending upwards. And like I said, even at his peak, you know, he's not a Brock Bowers or a Trey McBride or a George Kittle, and he's not one of our primary options on offense. And I think for those reasons, you have to consider trading him. Thank you.
All right, so no, hang on. So, Scott, can I ask you a couple quick questions? Just
sure, me, Scott? Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Why then would CBS report that multiple teams have contacted the Falcons with interest? Why would multiple teams have interest in a guy that's no good?
Well, I think for that reason I told you before is because on our team, he's number four in the progressions, at least number four. I mean, would you agree with me that you'd rather have
Okay,
London
so let's examine
or...
that. Where okay. does he fall if they say Dallas is a landing spot? Where does he fall in the Dallas progressions?
Well, I think Dallas is a mess from their receiving standpoint. So
you mean CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens are no good?
Well, George Pickens, I think CeeDee Lamb obviously is elite. George Pickens, he's been up and down, so I can't say he's elite. So if Kyle Pitts went to the Cowboys, I'd say he'd probably be number three behind them, behind Pickens.
Okay, well, isn't he number three on the Falcons?
No, I'd say he's number four. I put Mooney over him because Penix likes to throw deep, and if Mooney's creating separation,
what about Jacksonville? That's the second team they list.
I think he'd be a strong option there, only because they don't have very much, right? I mean,
they had Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr. I'd say that's quite a bit.
Okay, well, Travis Hunter remains to be seen what he have.
Not remains to be seen. The dude's a superstar. You know it. I know it. Stop.
He hasn't played a snap in the NFL. How can you say
he's a superstar? Scott, stop. He's a superstar. You know, and then when they say the New York Giants, they went on and said, and I'm just arguing the other point here. Understand, okay?
Malik Neighbors is number one on the Giants.
This is what CBS says. I'm just telling you what CBS says. Pitt's arrival would bode well for Jackson Dart. Well, if it bode well for Jackson Dart, why wouldn't it bode well for Michael Penix?
Because he's the fourth option, but he'd be number two on the Giants behind Neighbors. You know.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm just asking. No, look, I'm not arguing your point. They may trade him, and I, it's possible. Multiple teams, like you say, have contacted him. But here's the good thing, Scott. If you are right, and they decide because he's in the last year of his deal to make a trade, and they get, but if there are multiple teams offering, doesn't your asking price go way up above a fourth round pick?
Absolutely. But would you agree with me though that if defenses have found a way to stop Bijan, Drake London, and Mooney, that we're in serious trouble? And we have to rely on Kyle Pitts.
If defenses find a way to stop any, you know, just to take chat, if defenses find a way to stop Trevor Lawrence, Travis Hunter, and Brian Thomas, they're in trouble. If defenses, why is it only us? If defenses find a way to stop anybody, they're in trouble, correct?
Well, I'm just saying that Kyle Pitts would be higher on the pecking order on their teams. So if you take all of our three.
Well, why would he be if he sucks? That makes no sense to me. Why would he be higher on the pecking order at other teams if he's no good?
Because it's not that he's so good. It's the lack of what they have on other teams. That's what
okay,
I'm trying
appreciate
to say.
It. Yeah, no,
so
I got you, Scott. I mean, I look at other teams at landing spots, and they say Travis Hunter and Brian Thomas Jr. If you don't think that Travis Hunter is an automatic superstar, then I can't help you. I'm telling you, I think Travis Hunter was by far the best player in this draft. I think that the Titans had to take Cam Ward. They didn't want to take Cam Ward because they're looking at it going, oh, my God, Travis Hunter is a superstar. Okay, because Travis Hunter is a superstar. Travis Hunter is a superstar. But that's just my world. 404-726-0929. It's June 1st. Let's talk. And that's hard. By the way, it's hard for me to say Travis Hunter is a superstar because Travis Hunter played at that college he played at that I don't even want to name. That's my college Swampers. They're black and gold, right? Same. No, I hate that team. Okay, with the fire of a thousand suns, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.